Hello.
Hello, my name is Renee. Returning your call from customer support. How may
Oh.
I help you?
I wanted to cancel my account. I didn't realize what I did when I did that.
Okay, man, what is your zip code?
46120.
What is your first and last name, ma'am?
Carol Newkirk.
Can you verify your shipping address for me?
604 South Main Street, Apartment 6, Cloverdale, Indiana.
You said apartment 6?
Yes.
All right, thanks for that, ma'am. Give me one second while your account is loading. All right, ma'am. So I see here that you put yourself into sweepstakes for some cookware.
Right.
And the 6732 is a continuation of the membership, because with that, your chances every time that you're in is increased by 50%. And you
Yeah,
do
but I
get a
don't.
$125 voucher for our factory direct store.
But I don't do all that. I don't even know how. I just need to cancel it.
Okay, ma'am, I can get this canceled for you.
Yeah, I'm just not computer illiterate to do all that shopping, and I didn't realize the whole process of what I was doing. I'm old. I'm sorry.
You're okay, ma'am. What like I tell a lot of people is that people be such in a rush for the stuff that they see online that they don't never read the terms and conditions. And
Right.
they get caught up every time they see that big charge because they didn't like, I didn't see that here. And I'm like,
Right. I know I
it
did it.
wasn't.
I'm guilty. I'm guilty. And I can't halfway read anyway, so the little fine print that they get on
Don't
the.
show you. Don't sell
Yeah.
yourself that short.
Oh, man. Oh, it's true. No. When I have finally did it and completed, I figured this is what was going to happen, and I didn't get out to the charge. But
Well, that's the thing about it too. Was this your first time calling?
yeah.
Well, see, this was back on the 30th and everything, of October. If you would have called beforehand, you would have never got charged for it.
Right, but I didn't realize that. I couldn't even find who to call. I mean, that's how illiterate I am. I couldn't find the site that I was on until it was on my bank statement with the number.
Gotcha.
I didn't screenshot or save, and like I said, I got some messages about some numbers or something, but I didn't know it was y'all, I guess, and maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, and I just ignored them. Some code you had to enter or something. I thought, here we go. I'm not good at this. See, that's exactly what I did.
All right, so I did get that account canceled for you, so you won't be charged with that anymore.
Okay. Is there any way I can get this one back?
Well, what I can do, ma'am, I can offer you a 35% refund on that 6732.
How about 50%?
Let me see what I can do, ma'am.
I'm just gonna quit using my freaking cell phone. I swear I am. I hate anything I do on my phone. I fuck it
All right, ma'am.
up.
What I can do is I can do a 50% refund on that.
Right.
Give me one second, real quick, and let me get this done. All right, ma'am. So I did give you back 33.66, which is 50% of the 36, which is 50% of the 67.32. So you won't see any more charges for that membership. Would you like that cancellation number?
Yes, please.
All right. Let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
All right. It is C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
263.
263.
111.
111.
350.
350. Gotcha. Thank you so much.
No
for your
problem.
Help.
Is there anything else that you need help with at all today?
No, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you again for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.